WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney. W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening and welcome everybody back for more high school championship basketball tonight. We're live from SUNY Delhi. Tonight it's a doubleheader, the Delaware League Championship Games. First up, the South Courtright girls, who always seem to be here year after year, taking on Stamford Jefferson. And I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. And you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. My special guest color commentator tonight, coming all the way from Hunter Tannersville, longtime boys coach Chris Glennon. Coach, I am so glad to have you here tonight.
Nate Lowell, thanks for having me. Appreciate the invite.
I think this is going to be a lot of fun. We'll take a quick break here, but when we come back, actually, no, I'm going to keep it right here because we got some limited time here as both teams are warming up. You know, you've been on this stage before. Your boys have been here. You've played at SUNY Delhi, and you've won here. So I'm always curious, from a coach's perspective, what's it like to come to this building and play, and how do you keep your kids just ready to play regular basketball?
Yeah, I'm excited just to be back here after, you know, we had COVID, and now we're back in the Clark Fieldhouse. So it's great to be back. I think you got to keep your kids' emotions in check tonight. You know, look for the younger players and see how they're handling the emotions. Courtright, this is their home away from home. So, you know, I think they're a little bit more experienced with it. Let's see how Stamford handles the pressure tonight.
You know, and I've always thought in the years that I've been here doing this, Stamford, the girls have been here many times, and they just haven't quite been able to get over the hump. SK has now been here for 14 straight years, and they've won
incredible.
11 straight. And,
incredible.
You know, Coach Burrows is right in front of the table here, so he's just done a tremendous job with this program. And how do you keep that type of longevity going here with a high school team? It has to be so hard, Coach.
Yeah, and let's remember it's Stamford Jefferson.
Yes,
correct.
Very
true. You know, we don't want to leave the Jefferson piece out of that. Josh builds a program as Aaron does. They're built to win sectional titles. So this is just, you know, this is another game in their schedule, whereas everybody else is fighting just to get here. You know, so, you know, that makes it easy for them, and I think that's the expectation out of Courtright.
I'm so glad you brought up Jefferson, because both games tonight are going to be South Courtright versus Stamford-Jefferson combined
right.
team.
How are we going to call it tonight? Jefferson-Stamford or Stamford-Jefferson?
Well, the girls go by Stamford-Jefferson, and the boys go by Jefferson-Stamford.
That might be confusing.
So keep
for
that
me.
Straight, right? It's been a long year, and I'm glad these programs have gotten together. It seems to be a natural fit, and I know at least on the boys' side, Coach Mike Brown said Jefferson has not been to the league championship in 44 years.
I heard that. I saw that, you know, and I talked to him, and he said that. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
You know, so, you know, and you see those kids over there. I'm looking across. You know, it's a great experience for them. Let's hope that they're ready.
What's it like coaching in this building when the Delaware League fans, I think, travel almost better than anybody else that I cover, and this place has really got to get rocking. It has to be fun.
I love it. Class D basketball is at its best. I mean, the bigger schools, you know, they have the talent, but traveling, Class D brings it, brings the fans. You know, it's small town basketball, and everybody loves it.
I'm very excited because the sectional brackets came out earlier today, and the Class D semifinals are going to be here at Clark Fieldhouse. So, you know, for Courtright and for some of the Delaware League teams down the road, you know, getting here, not a lot of other teams get to play here. Do you think that will help a Delaware League team if they get that far?
You know, you bring up an interesting point. You know, like I said, Courtright's home away from home. It could give them the edge.
I'm excited to be back here, hopefully. It's always a tough time of year because we cover a few small B schools and, of course, the MAC with Delhi and those schools in the Cs and then, of course, the Ds. It's tough to know where to go this time of year. There's so many great games.
That's right, and you have to know that the parents, the players, and the coaches all appreciate what you're doing, Nate.
Well, thank you, Coach. It's I love it. This is why you do it, is to give back to the kids and – you know, it's really a lot of fun. And, of course, we're going to be thanking our special sponsors throughout tonight's game, so stay tuned for those. They really make it possible for us to be here. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to pause for the playing of the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, it's the Delaware League Girls Championship on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hard Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back. It's the Delaware League Varsity Basketball Championships live here tonight on WCDO, live from SUNY Delhi. Remember, folks, you can also listen online anytime at WCDOsports.com. That's all free, courtesy of SFCU. We also record these games and keep them in our game audio archive. It's a free download. You can go back and listen to any game that we've done this year, football, basketball, whatever it might be. Those are all right there, all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. All right, first, the starting lineups for Stanford Jefferson tonight and longtime head coach Lonnie Nickerson. They will start with number one, Seneca Schaefer. Number three, Trinity Donato. Number 10, Georgia Lynch. Number 12, Emily Clark. And number 32, an eighth grader, McKenna Hoyt. Coach, we were just talking in our pregame that, you know, she's the third Hoyt sister to come through, and boy, they just continue the tradition there.
Yeah, her father's sitting right behind us. I played with him back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, he's videotaping, and he was a pretty good player. But these girls are better than he was.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. But he's the teacher. I'm sure he spent a lot of time grooming them. They also have a pretty good uncle, Nate Hoyt from Wyndham, who is a fantastic player and coach over at Wyndham. So I'm sure that between the two of them, they've spent some time with these girls because they're fantastic.
We are excited to watch McKenna here tonight and see what she can do. I've had the last couple of years really had a nice chance to watch Mel and get to know her, and she's playing Division II basketball now and played a little bit with my AAU team in the spring that I have for seniors, and she was just a great kid. So.
And the first two were a little bit different. Madison was a little bit bigger player. Mel was super athletic and a little bit taller.
Yes.
And McKenna seems to be a hybrid of that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't gotten to see her play since the beginning of the season, and I know she's just continued to get better.
She runs the pick and roll better. I mean, as an eighth grader, it's unbelievable. Her pick and roll and slip is fantastic. So if Courtright goes man, look for that.
On the other side for South Courtright and longtime coach Josh Burrows, they will start with number three, Kayla Thomas. Number four, Emily Anderson. Number five, Maddie Coberly. Number 20, Lacey Eckert. And number 21, Addie Eckert. Lacey has just had a fantastic year for Courtright. I'm interested to see the battle inside between Hoyt and the Eckerts. I think there could be a lot of tough battles on the glass tonight, Coach.
Yeah, look for Courtright's high-low. That's how Josh runs it, a high-low. Moves both big girls back and forth, but looks really for that high-low kick out to the shooter on the side.
Stanford Jefferson is going to be in the purple uniforms tonight. They're wearing the Stanford colors with the white trim, and it says Stanford across the front of the uniform. SK is in the home whites here with the royal blue trim, says Rams in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. And just so people at home know, the girls' team is called Stanford Jefferson. They play their home games at Stanford. That's the reason for putting it first. They wear the Stanford colors. And the Jefferson Stanford boys play their games at Jefferson and
that's correct.
Go a little bit differently that way. In the future, will it be more of a combined? We'll see, but for now, it's working real well.
It could be a trend. It could be a trend. I'm talking to other coaches and things. It could be a trend. Just the way enrollment and the way things are going, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, how are things in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'll tell you, it's tough. We're struggling. You know, this is the first time I've coached there 26 years. We went modified and varsity only. We did not have a JV this year. It was different.
I'm seeing less and less programs having a JV right now. It's tough.
Yeah.
So we are all set for the Delaware League Championship here, the girls' contest, South Courtright and Stanford Jefferson. And again, we'll be recognizing several of our special sponsors throughout tonight's game and the boys' game later. They include Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, A.O. Fox Hospital Tri-Town Campus in Sydney, Sportsfield Specialties right down the road here in Delhi, Cohn and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin. Of course, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. They are a longtime sponsor of our pregame show, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney as well. Lots of other sponsors to get to. We'll be recognizing them throughout tonight's broadcast. So here we go. We're going to jump it up at midcourt here at SUNY Delhi. And the Delaware League Championship is underway. And the opening tip will be tracked down here by Courtright. And they will go with Lacey Eckert in the backcourt. South Courtright going left to right on your radio dial. They'll go to Emily Anderson.
We actually won that tip. But Courtright got it.
Yeah, it bounced all the way back to the far corner.
She tipped it all the way back into their backcourt.
Here is Anderson, top of the key. South Courtright settling in on offense. They go to the left baseline for Eckert. Now back up for Thomas. Inside.
There's the kickout.
And there's the kickout for Anderson. Got it.
High-low kickout.
And a three for Emily Anderson. And it's a 3-0 lead for South Courtright.
Traditional 2-2-1 here by Courtright.
And Stanford Jefferson back down the floor. Got to be important for them to get a good start. They'll bring it to the top of the key here with Emily Clark. They find Donato on the far side. Back out, and a three is good.
Nice ball movement out of Stanford Jefferson.
Emily Clark, yes, number 12 with the three-pointer. Back the other way here. We're going to have an early foul, and this one might be on Hoyt. We'll see as official comes over to the table here. No, it's not going to be. It will be on Georgia Lynch. 6:58 to go in the first. We're tied 3-3. I know it's early, Coach, but that three to answer right back, kind of good momentum.
That's a great start. Both teams moving the ball around and get the shots they want.
And so the Rams will look to get it in here on the baseline with Lacey Eckert.
Stanford in a 2-3.
And the Rams with the basketball again. Anderson
denying the high-low.
Directing traffic here. They'll get into the paint. And a pull-up jumper. The bank is open for Anderson.
Banker.
She's got the first five, and the Rams lead 5-3. 6:35 to go first quarter.
I stand corrected. Courtright's in a 1-3-1 three-quarter court press.
Hoyt will kick one back out. Lost it, and the Rams will take it away. Back down the floor here with Emily Anderson. Crossing midcourt again. South Courtright going left to right. Fans continuing to trickle in here to the field house. Little give and go back to Anderson. Passes down low, deflected out of bounds by Hoyt, and there's that height we talked about.
That's right. Closed out on effort.
6:15 to go in the first quarter. A 5-3 lead for South Courtright over Stanford Jefferson here in the Delaware League Championship game. Pull-up jumper off the inbounds play. No good. Rebound tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Arrow's going to give it back to Stanford Jefferson. How important is it these first 2-3 minutes to try to settle in here?
Oh, I think it's crucial, especially against Courtright. You want to let them know that you're hanging around and you're going to be with them and play with them.
And so Stanford Jefferson beats the pressure.
They beat the pressure. That's a good sign.
They get in front of the Courtright bench here as they go right to left. Again, they're in the purple with the white trim. And here is Georgia Lynch trying to feed one down low. Rolls out of bounds, going back to Courtright.
The one thing, Nate, it's tough to press full court. You know, in the smaller courts back home, you can do the full court pressure. It's tougher on the college floor here. A little bit more space to beat the pressure.
Here is Anderson across midcourt. South Courtright with a 5-3 lead early in the first quarter. They'll pass one down low to Eckert. Kick out. Far side three for SK. A little too strong. Rebound for Hoyt underneath. And we'll have a foul as she brought that one down. And we'll see who it's on.
Well, you could see the Rams are doing exactly what we said. High-low, kick out to the shooters.
Anderson whistled for the infraction. Her first, team's first. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. 5-3 lead. South Courtright girls leading Stanford Jefferson. Steal here. And back down the floor for the Rams. They'll look to take it all the way. Right-handed layup, no good. Eckert the rebound, puts it up, can't get it to go, but she is fouled. And so this will send Lacey Eckert to the line. She's had a heck of a season. Coach, I know your daughter plays for HTC. Did you get to see many girls' games this year?
When I could get away from the boys' schedule, but I did see this game, HT versus Courtright in Courtright. So I am familiar with some of the players and what they try to do.
Eckert gets the first shot to go, so it's 6-3 for the Rams. 5:20 to go, first quarter, second shot up and good. Neither team so far seems to be bothered by playing.
Nothing changed here. Different. It's 2-2-1.
Now a steal by the Rams, but an over and back as they got that steal right on the Broncos logo there.
I think we got a timeout coming.
Timeout going to be taken here by Stanford Jefferson. 5:15 to go in the first. We'll take a break. It's 7-3 South Courtright on top of a Stanford Jefferson here in the Delaware League Championship on CDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Stanford Jefferson with the basketball in front of the scorer's table. They trail 7-3 in the Delaware League Championship game here tonight. Stanford Jefferson with the ball, hounding defense by the Rams, and a traveling violation gives it back to South Courtright.
A little frustration there out of Stanford Jefferson.
Swarming defense. And SK just always seems to throw athletes at you all the time.
We got a little switch on D here, too, I think. I thought it was 2-3. Look at the single coverage coming out.
Anderson to the right side will dish one off. Rolls around the bottom, gets it back on the left side, steps in for a two, in and out. And the rebound is picked up here by Coberly. She lost control of it. Stanford Jefferson comes away. Back down the floor, they'll look to set it up. Need a basket, they've only had the one so far. They go to the high post for Seneca Schaefer. Back to the left side, pump fake here for Georgia Lynch. Gets down low. And Schaefer gets it back. Her shot from the right side, no good. Eckert with a rebound. The Rams, numbers if they can hurry. They'll dish one off. Left side for Anderson. Pulls it back out. Pumps the brakes. Wants to restart here. They'll get it inside for Anderson on a little cut. Partially blocked.
Yeah.
And
by Hoyt.
Yeah, Hoyt getting her mitt in there. They haven't been able to get her in on offense much
no,
yet.
No, it's Courtright's playing the passing lanes and trying to deny that entry pass to Hoyt.
And a shot here and a rebound for Schaefer, no good. Gets it back again and hits it. Oh, they're going to call it off.
On the floor.
And so the Stanford Jefferson faithful behind us don't love that call, but it's going to be on the floor. So our score 7-3 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Rams on top. They'll work it in. A jumper from the left side is off the mark. Rebound for Anderson. And a pass ahead here for South Courtright back down the floor. Looking for Kayla Thomas.
Ooh, out of control there.
Inside for Coberly, who was, just a little out of control as she went to the bucket. And Stanford
look
Jefferson
this,
gets
look
a rebound.
At this ball pressure. They are not going to allow them to get below the foul line.
And Hoyt is just swallowed up down there, Coach.
Yeah.
She does step out to get it. Tries a three from the right side. It's
little,
too long.
Little rushed.
And underneath, we'll have a whistle. Ball going to go back to South Courtright. Foul going to be on Emily Clark, her first. And the team's third. 3:30 to go in the first. 7-3 our score. South Courtright leading at Stanford Jefferson here in the Delaware League Championship game. How hard is it for the boys to sit around here to watch a game?
Oh, it's tough. It's real tough.
It's got to be hard.
A lot of thoughts going through their minds over there.
Anderson to the right side. We'll kick it back up top. And to the far side now. And a traveling violation there on Eckert. So things really haven't gone Stanford Jefferson's way, but they're hanging in there.
Yeah, and Josh keeps flipping presses here. He's been 2-2-1, and he's been 1-3-1.
Almost a steal at midcourt, but Schaefer's able to pull it down. Goes to the far side, finds Hoyt. Her first real clean look is short, and a rebound is kicked out, and the Rams get a rebound with Anderson. Anderson down the right side, gets around the defense, goes up and is fouled on her right-handed layup. She'll be shooting two with 2:55 to go in the first. It's 7-3. SK leading Stanford Jefferson here in the Delaware League Championship. So Anderson will settle in here at the line to shoot two. And the first one is good. Anderson off to a good start with 6 points. And second shot coming for her. This one is in and out. Rebound loose and picked up underneath by Seneca Schaefer. Schaefer down the floor, trying to pump one ahead here for Hoyt. She has to chase it into the left corner. Tries to take it into the paint. We're going to have a foul, and it'll be underneath once again.
I think this is an important possession for Stanford to get a bucket. Like I said, early on, Courtright's comfortable. You can see it already, Nate. Stanford's a little rushed. Couple of shots that came up short. They get a bucket here, I think they get right back in this.
They try to get it into Hoyt. It was punched out of bounds. Going to stay with Stanford Jefferson. And classic Courtright, they just anything that even goes in her direction, they're trying to get a piece of it.
That's right.
Stanford Jefferson will get it into Georgia Lynch. Now back to Donato on the left side. And she'll fire up a three. Left it short. Gets the rebound. And a pass underneath. Pull-up jumper is also off the mark. Anderson a rebound this time. And she's fouled. And just a frustration foul right
there.
Yeah,
those are the ones you want to avoid because that's four. They'll be shooting on the next one. So.
Yeah, 2:26 to go.
They had a definitive rebound there. You don't want to create a foul there. It's an easy call for the ref.
So actually, they do put it
Ooh,
up.
That
as
is five.
Yeah,
okay.
They put it up as five.
Yeah, that's not a good foul.
And so with 2:25.
Chance to stretch the lead some more.
Anderson will head to the line here. 8-3, our score. South Courtright is on top here of Stanford Jefferson. And Anderson continues. She's got 7 of their 9 points.
Yeah, like I said, this is going to be a crucial possession. We've got to keep contact in the first quarter.
Second one coming here for Anderson. Great soccer player as well, and she hits it. And she's got 8. And South Courtright opens this lead up to 10-3, 2:25 to go in the first.
Here comes the pressure. Yeah, 1-2-1-1.
Stanford Jefferson will get it in the backcourt. They'll flip it up the left side. They beat it this time. They find Hoyt. And
hey, there we go.
And
that was a confident press breaker right there.
10-5 the score. McKenna Hoyt with the jumper, and now a travel on SK.
All right.
2:08 to go in the first. South Courtright leading at 10-5. Stanford Jefferson trying to hang around here despite...
I think this is bold. Josh is moving up full court. It's opening up some gaps for Stanford to throw over the top. They do have the height to throw over the top of this.
Now a steal on the inbounds, but a turnover right back on an up and down there by Anderson.
I liked it a little bit better three-quarters court. Tighten up those gaps. There, up to Hoyt.
Stanford gets across midcourt. Hoyt's going to try to take it herself. Inside, too hard off the glass, and a rebound for the Rams. So we hit a 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. 10-5 our score. South Courtright leading by 5. They'll pass it to the interior, and another steal by Stanford Jefferson.
All right, let's settle down here and run something, Stanford Jefferson.
They come across midcourt here. This is big with coming up on 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Pull-up jumper is off the back of the rim. Rebound, second chance, no good. Hoyt keeps it in right on the line, and somehow Anderson tiptoeing along there gets a hold of it.
Anderson just put a tremendous box out on Hoyt. I mean, she's much smaller, and she just boxed her out. A lot of heart there.
1:15 to go here in the first. South Courtright leading 10-5. They're trying to add to it here. Lacey Eckert down low, back out for Thomas, top of the key, and to the right side here for Petrotoni. And she gets tied up, jump ball, keeping it with the Rams. So again, 10-5 our score. Want to recognize some of our special sponsors here for tonight's ball game, including Otigo Family Dental, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and Mirabito Energy Products. Rams will get it in. They'll go to the interior. Eckert turnaround shot, rolled in and out. Hoyt with another rebound. 50 seconds to go in the first. Stanford Jefferson back down the floor on the right side. Inside for Hoyt.
Ooh, out of control.
Fall away jumper there would not go down. Rams with another rebound. They're doing a good job on the glass, Coach.
They sure are. Boxing out comes from the heart.
And South Courtright comes back down the floor again, going left to right. They'll pump one far side. Petrotoni to the interior. We're going to have a kick, I think. SK's going to have it on the baseline here with 30 seconds to go in the first. SK feels like they've controlled the quarter, but only leading by 5 here.
That's right. That's the thing we said. Stay within contact.
10-5 our score here. Again, live from SUNY Delhi tonight, the Delaware League Championships. If you're Jones in for more basketball. We'll have the boys game after this at 7:30. And tomorrow night, we'll have the MAC championships featuring Delhi and Unitigo in both games. Those games will be at Unadilla Valley High School tomorrow night, 6 and 8. And a traveling violation here on SK.
I thought she got fouled. She got hit on the arm.
So here's a key possession for Stanford Jefferson with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. They'll look to get it into the backcourt. And work it up here with Georgia Lynch.
Ross, it is. They feed it over the top again.
They go to Hoyt down low. She couldn't finish. Rebound into the corner. Last touch by the Rams is going to stay with Stanford Jefferson. Hoyt maybe a little nervous here, Coach. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she needs to catch, get her feet under herself, and then make the shot. I think she's just catching and trying to do too much too quick.
I guess when you're constantly double-teamed, too, like we're seeing her fight through right now.
Yeah, she's it's an eighth grader in a first championship game.
Stanford with the ball. Down to 10 seconds left. They pump it to the far side, to the interior. On the right low block, they can't get a shot off.
4 seconds.
Looking for Hoyt. Lean-in jumper won't go. Second chance at a foul with 1 second left.
That's tough.
And this will be Annie Schultz heading to the line to shoot two.
That's one of the first offensive rebounds I've seen Stanford Jefferson get.
Yeah, the Rams, like you, I liked what you said there, Coach. Boxing out comes from the heart. That's very true.
Yeah, I mean, you can coach it and teach it, but honestly, it comes from the kid's heart. You either do it or you don't, and it comes from the heart. That's what we always say.
So Schultz will step in. This potentially could really slice into this lead here, but she can't get the first one to go. And the second one coming here for Stanford Jefferson, trailing by five here with 1 second left in the first quarter. Second shot coming is no good, and that'll do it.
All right.
First quarter in the books. We're going to take a break. It's the South Courtright girls leading Stanford Jefferson 10-5 here in the Delaware League Championship on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the second quarter. Live from SUNY Delhi tonight, the Delaware League Championship game. Nate Lowell, Chris Glennon with you here tonight on CDO. A jumper for Stanford and a foul to start the second quarter. And this will be Seneca Schaefer going to the line.
Nate, I really like Kayla Thomas.
Yes.
Out on top of this press. I don't know if she's scored, but I'm going to tell you right now, her defense out on top in the passing lanes and keeping the ball above the foul line has been priceless for Josh so far in the SK Rams.
First shot at the line for Schaefer is up and good. One of the key additions from Jefferson on this team. And I know she really enjoys playing on this combined team. Did same thing for soccer and really enjoyed that as well. Second shot, good, but they're going to wave it off.
Oh.
And so a violation there. So it's 10-6. Boy, those little things, they start
to
add up.
Yeah, it's 1-for-4 from the line. That's how you stay close.
And so a four-point game. South Courtright girls leading here in the Delaware League Championship game. Stay tuned for our halftime show brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Maybe we can take a look at the sectional bracket, Coach.
And, okay.
You know, we'll break things down here for the girls and for the boys. As that's going to start next week, an exciting time of year. So just 5 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Official comes over to the table to have a word. And we'll get back underway here in just a minute. And here we go. Rams with the basketball going left to right. Again, they're in the white with the blue trim.
Stanford extending the pressure a little bit. Number three is...
Yeah, Trinity Donato.
She's out a little bit higher than she was in the first quarter.
So Stanford Jefferson trying to create some havoc on D. And a pass here for the Rams.
Good defense there out of 10.
Culver Lee is just swarmed here. Has to kick it back out. Three for Thomas. Won't go for SK. And a rebound underneath for Jefferson Stanford. They throw it away, though, and it's out of bounds back to the rim.
It's a wasted defensive exchange there. That means Stanford played great D and then threw away the outlet.
You do all that work. You get the ball. And
yeah, you sped up South Corea, did exactly what you wanted, got the rebound, and threw it away.
So 7:20 to go, second quarter. South Corea girls leading 10-6 here in the Delaware League Championship game tonight. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Rams with the ball, far side for Thomas, into the right corner, pull-up jumper for Eckert is off the mark, rebound though for the Rams. They got a fresh shot clock to work with, dribbling it back up top here is Colberly. To the far side, they'll dish it inside for Eckert, she's swallowed up by the D, we'll have a jump ball.
Both teams daring each other to be outside shooters tonight, taking away the interior.
Yeah, when you look at their box scores, Eckert scores quite a bit for SK and Hoyt for Stanford.
That's right.
And so far tonight, both of those have been pretty quiet. Once again, the officials coming over to the table here to get some clarification. 6:55 to go, second quarter. Still a four-point game. You always feel like you're playing with fire there, Coach, when you're like, well, we're going to dare somebody else to try to beat us from the outside.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it works, and sometimes you learn new superstars on their team.
SK will get it in. Addie Eckert with the shot here from the right elbow, no good. And Stanford Jefferson a rebound. Back down the floor, and they'll throw it away into the SK bench.
Patience.
Yeah, it just feels like a little bit of a rush there.
Well, I thought that Emily Clark looked good dribbling up the floor just then. It was the most comfortable she looked, and then tossed it a little bit too far for Lynch.
6:35 to go in the second quarter. 10-6 our score. Rams with the ball once again on the baseline. Here is Eckert, just a little too hard off the front of the rim. We'll have a jump ball on the rebound. And this time it's going back to Stanford Jefferson. So both teams have gone a little cold here.
Yeah.
Stanford Jefferson with the ball. Here comes that pressure. What are you seeing on this press, Coach?
It really looks to me like 1-3-1 or 1-2-1-1. They look at the double sidelines.
Down low here for Schaefer. Puts one up just off the front of the rim. Kind of buckled out. Rams back down the floor in transition. Here's Colberly. And she lost it. Rolls out of bounds.
I like that no call there. It was a 50-50, whether it was a charge or block, and he let it go. I think that was a good call of the official.
So pinballing around here. Both teams fighting for possession. Coach Nickerson wants a timeout. We'll step away for 30. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. South Courtright girls leading 10-6 over Stanford Jefferson in the Delaware League Championship game on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull joined by Hunter Tannersville boys coach, Chris Glennon.
Now he's 2-2-2-1. I mean, Josh just keeps mixing it up.
That's got to be a nightmare.
Yeah, he took the timeout. Lonnie took the timeout, and he changed his press.
Three ball here for Stanford Jefferson. Straight away, no good. Addie Eckert, a rebound for the Rams. And an outlet pass here for Kayla Thomas. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Low scoring
Stanford
here.
Stanford still in a 1-3-1.
I guess if you're
Donato
them.
Donato girl chasing the top.
If you're them, it's working, right? So stick with it.
Sure.
Thomas, straight away three, in and out.
Daring them to shoot from outside. Daring them.
Eckert with a rebound. Lost control of it. SK somehow scoops it up and back out to Thomas. She'll reset.
We're not even guarding the perimeter right now. Just Donato being a ball hawker. Taking away the high-low.
Ryan Shagan to the interior for Eckert. Now back out. They find Thomas. Straight away three. Got it.
She got set well on that one.
Yeah, that looked good as soon as she let it go. So South Courtright leads 13-6, 4:55 to go, second quarter. Stanford Jefferson down low. They find Hoyt on the left low block. She gets tied up. We're going to have a foul. And it's been physical down there.
It has been very physical. And how about the eighth grader? She's not afraid.
No.
She's not afraid to mix it up in there. I don't know any other eighth grader that would play that physical.
Not afraid of the contact. Oh, she's upset they're going to give her a break here.
And she doesn't want to come out of the game. You got to love that.
Have to love that. Well, you think in the Hoyt family, they've all been here and just haven't been able to get over the hump against SK, and now we're going to have a foul on the Rams. I'm sure she wants to be the first one to do it.
I'm sure there's bragging rights at home for that.
4:45 to go in the second quarter. Team foul situation, SK with two, actually three, and that's the second personal on Addie Eckert, so that's big for SK. Only one foul on Stanford Jefferson here. It's 13-6, 4:45 to go second quarter.
Yeah, that was a big three.
And so Stanford Jefferson will be doing the inbounding duties on the baseline here. They'll look to get it in.
I think they thought she was shooting. The Stanford faithful thought she was shooting on that foul.
Yeah, we got a few two loud cries from behind us here. Shot for Stanford Jefferson, no good. We're going to have a foul on the rebound, it looks like.
Yeah, that's been a few times where they've fouled when they don't have the ball and they're just... they're frustrated. They're frustration fouls.
Foul is on Annie Scholes. Her first, team second. I agree. Looks like frustration.
All right. Donato's off the top. She's out of the game.
So Chloe Mead is in, finding that position there, as Coach talked about. Here's Thomas. Steps in. This one off the right side of the rim. Rams can't track it down. It's going back to Stanford Jefferson.
Like I said before, this is another big possession. I know it's early in the second quarter, but this is a big possession to keep close to Courtright.
And so Stanford Jefferson will get it in. Yeah, I think if you're Stanford Jefferson right now, yeah, you struggled, but it's still within reach.
That's right.
And so Stanford Jefferson to get in the purple with the white trim. They go to the left side.
Hey.
And the jumper is good.
How about that? That's why she came in the game. Great shot.
Chloe Mead with a deep two in the corner hits it. 13-8.
Lost a little defense taking Donato out, but gained some offense.
3:50 to go in the second quarter. Rams with the ball. They'll look to take it to the inside. No, they go to Ryan Shagan right side. They're in the white with the royal blue trim here. Back out. Ryan Shagan for three. Left it well short. Rebound for the Rams.
Got to have that rebound.
Courtright has it. They go back to Eckert. She likes that spot.
There you go.
It.
That's why you got to have that rebound.
And so Lacey Eckert now with 4 points if they can get her going. Rams lead 15-8, 3:25 to go second quarter. Stanford Jefferson with the ball. They'll try to pass to the interior for Seneca Schaefer. Lost control. Is able to get it back out to Emily Clark. Back to Schaefer. Nice little spin move to the inside. Now it's on the floor. We'll have another jump ball. We've had a lot of those here. Again, just want to recognize all our special sponsors for tonight's game, including Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier, A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta, Gavin's Pizza of Sydney and Afton, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart.
Hoyt's back in the game. Just checked in.
She was probably pulling on Lonnie's shirt, like, let me back in. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 15-8, South Courtright girls on top, and they'll look to pass one into the far side corner. They have won 11 straight Delaware League championships, and now a foul here on Stanford Jefferson. What an amazing number, 11 straight, and they've been here for 14. This is their 14th straight trip.
I'm jealous.
Right. Has to be a lot of expectations to live up to. They'll get it in, and the jumper is good.
Now the outside shots are starting to fall for Courtright. That's going to be tough on Stanford. They might have to come out, start guarding the space. Closing that space.
Coberly hits a long two to make it 17-8. Here's Hoyt.
Nice.
You got it.
That one, she finally got her feet set underneath her and looked powerful.
17-10 after the
and
layup.
She's encouraging
by
him on defense down there. Unbelievable. Eighth grader. Diaper dandy.
Diaper dandy. I like it. 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Pass into Eckert, and we'll have a foul, I think, on Schaefer. Yeah, foul's going to be on Schaefer, team's third. And we'll see how many Schaefer has. 2:15 to go here, second quarter. Actually, team's fourth,
She's
excuse me.
She's coming out, too.
Yeah, they got to protect her. Yeah, she's one of their better players, one of the starters. 17-10, Rams on top here of Stanford Jefferson, Delaware League Championship game tonight. Nate Lull, Chris Glennon with you.
And oh, there's the kick out to the corner. Oh, she didn't even look to shoot.
Yeah, Coberly did not even, wasn't even set. Ryan Shagan, far side, finds Thomas. She'll like to fire. In and out, halfway down, and then a rebound for Hoyt, and she's looking to run.
She is plowing through people.
Hoyt down the right side, said, I'll take it myself. Little spin move, out of bounds, going back to the Rams.
She does not agree with the call. She's angry.
1:55 to go, second quarter, 17-10, our score. And here comes South Court right across the midcourt timeline. They go left side here for Colberly.
Missed it. Went to the foul line and she missed it.
Tapped away. We're going to have another jump ball. And this time it's going back to Stanford Jefferson. You know, Coach, not the cleanest game here, but a lot of effort out there. That's what I like to see.
You've got a lot of girls playing hard. They're not giving an inch to each other. I do like the bigger girls here in the back here because I think Stanford's had its most success beating this press over the top. The guards, you know, taking on the double team and throwing it over the top to the bigger girls.
1:40 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute.
Yep, here we go. Right over the top to Hoyt.
Hoyt down the right side, takes it in. Oh, it won't go. And a foul on the rebound.
How many times has that happened already?
I'd say that's the third or fourth.
Lonnie's got to address that. Be in foul trouble if they keep that up.
Buck and a half to go here in the second quarter. And, yeah, now we're going to march down the whole length of the floor. And SK is going to get some shots at the line here with Marion Stiber. That's tough, too, because that shot looked good. And it just wouldn't
go.
Sure
did.
So a minute 33 to go here in the second quarter. South Courtright now leads 18-10. As Stiber gets the first one to go.
That's a big difference. Courtright's making their free throws and Stanford's missing. I mean, an eight-point game, and half of those are free throws.
Stiber's second shot is good. 19-10 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Stanford Jefferson with the ball.
Over the top again.
They beat the press, and, oh, off the bank, it wouldn't go. Rolled around and popped out. And an outlet pass here for the Rams. Back up for Colberly. Now to Ryan Shagan. And they'll work it around back to the left side as South Courtright goes left to right. Here for Colberly to the inside and a traveling violation gives it back to Stanford Jefferson. Okay, Coach, you're down nine. A minute to go here before the half.
You're trying
to get one here?
The thing is, you tell your kids, too, you don't have to shoot it if you beat the press. I mean, if you beat the press and a girl gets back for Courtright, you can set up, too. Not always about having to score because presses are designed to make you run, get out of control. There we go.
Dump down
to Hoyt. Beat it over the top and dump to Hoyt.
This time they
said,
well,
the recipe.
We'll let you score here, Hoyt. Yeah, yeah. It worked great. 45 seconds to go. Second quarter, it's 19-12. The Rams on top of Stanford Jefferson, Delaware League Championship. Here's Eckert. Turnaround blocked by Hoyt.
Nice. Here we go in transition.
Back down, they got Hoyt ahead, and can't get it to go.
Well, there was no foul there. Rims are springy. You got to be exact off that board.
20 seconds to go, second quarter. Boy, Hoyt had a good look at that one. It wouldn't go down.
Needed to use her left.
Here's Eckert, straightaway three, short, out of bounds, and back to Stanford Jefferson. 10 seconds left. Let's see what they draw up here, Coach.
I think it's the same thing. Get it in, draw the double team, throw it over the top. They've done it all half.
19-12 to score. Rams bringing pressure. Stanford Jefferson beats it. Scholes, far side, Hoyt, pull-up jumper. No good off the glass. And they're going to run out of time. And that'll do it. First half in the books. South Courtright girls leading Stanford Jefferson 19-12. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit more, Coach, but just your quick thoughts on a back-and-forth physical first half.
Listen, Stanford's not far away from being in this game. Just a couple layups that they missed, and they're beating the pressure. I haven't seen Courtright take them out in the press, so that's a good sign. Got to make your free throws. Got to stop the silly fouls. Stanford, after not getting a rebound, you've got to stop those silly fouls. Cannot put Courtright on the line. They make them.
Delaware League Championship game here tonight, live from SUNY Delhi. Again, some more special sponsors for tonight's game include Village Variety in Unadilla, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital right here in Delhi, as well as the Hobart Rotary Club, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, and Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Halftime score, South Courtright Girls leading Stanford Jefferson 19-12 on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
As our halftime score is 19-12, South Courtright girls leading Stanford Jefferson. And, of course, Marabito's been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Let's go through our scoring summary here in the first half. 8 points for Emily Anderson, 4 for Lacey Eckert, 3 for Kayla Thomas, 2 for Maddie Coberly, 2 for Marion Stiber. On the other side for Stanford Jefferson, 6 for McKenna Hoyt, 3 for Emily Clark, 2 for Chloe Mead, and 1 for Seneca Schaefer. So I'll bring Coach back in here, of course, longtime Hunter Tannersville boys coach, Chris Glennon. You know, a great first half. I love what you said right before we went to break. Stanford Jefferson is only a couple of foul shots and a couple of layups from being right in this. Oh, I got you.
That's right. Stanford Jefferson is within reach. They just got to clean up a few things. They got to stop the silly fouls, the frustration fouls. Lonnie will probably address that ahead. And they've got to make their free throws and just slow down and take the shots. Courtright's giving them to them. But I have to give a lot of credit to Kayla Thomas out top, number 3. I love her ball pressure, and she's in the passing lanes, which is making it really difficult for Stanford Jefferson to get it into Hoyt.
I agree.
I think a few of their baskets, I mean, they only have 12 points. A lot of bulk of their offense was beating the pressure, getting it over the top and scoring in transition. And if Hoyt throws a few of those layups in and a few of the other girls, I mean, this is a game.
If you're Stanford Jefferson, this is something I've asked a couple of Delaware League coaches on my podcast, and I'm hoping you'll come on with me at some point as well. Is there an SK stigma? Are kids going into games already like, well, we're playing SK. I don't even know if we can win. Do you see that in your time?
Of course. I mean, certain teams, it doesn't matter. They're going to play hard. But there's some kids who, when they doubt themselves, you know, that SK aura, you know, they're always here, you know, and they're very successful. How could they not? You know, it's, you know, if you likened it to a college program, you know, Duke Blue Devils, I'm sure when people go into Cameron Indoor Stadium, they go, oh, my God, we got Duke tonight. They're real tough. Well, SK's probably, you know, it's a similar feeling.
I just wanted to bring up the girls' bracket. We can talk about the boys during the boys' game. If you want to listen to the boys' Delaware League Championship game, we're going to have that right after this 7:30 tip tonight. For the SK girls, they are the 3 seed, get a home game first against Wyndham, who is the 14 seed. And if you are Stanford Jefferson, this is a very interesting matchup.
Yeah.
They're the 8 seed. They get Cherry Valley Springfield, the 9 seed, who is a very good Tri-Valley team.
That's a game. That's going to be some game.
So, and then the winner gets Marathon.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I'm all for Tri-Valley and Delaware League teams, and no offense to anybody from Marathon, but I feel like I always like to see the best team in the Oneonta Delaware League area win it, the small schools, the little guys.
Yeah, I mean, Marathon is the 1 seed, and then Odessa Montour is the 4 seed. Besides that, everybody else is a Delaware League or a Tri-Valley team. So you have good odds, but it always seems like those IAC teams are really tough.
They're tough. They play up. They play bigger schools, and they play at a different pace.
And your HT girls get a matchup with Roxbury. It's
pretty
familiar.
They didn't play well a couple weeks ago against Roxbury. Roxbury got them, got them with their pressure, 2-2-1 pressure. But they're looking forward to it. You know, it's not too far to drive, which is always good for us. We're on the outskirts of Section 4. We're the farthest east team, so it's nice to have a half hour drive, 35 minute drive over to Roxbury, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, some of your travel has to be pretty tough, especially when you go out of the league.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the SK aura, but sometimes we'd rather draw SK than some of those schools out there. I've gone to Newfield. That's a haul.
Yes, it is.
My girls coach a couple years ago, Ryan Funky, went out to Southern Cayuga.
Yes, that's a haul. That had to be the longest trip I think I've ever heard of.
Yeah, you do it in pieces. You stop in Oneonta and have lunch, and then you get out there. It's tough. So the draw, Roxbury, is good.
Edmiston girls are the 13 seed. They have to go to Odessa Montour, so that's going to be a haul for them.
Yeah, that's tough.
Let me just flip over to the boys bracket real quick, since we're talking about traveling. Odessa Montour boys have to go to Davenport.
Yeah, I don't know much about Odessa Montour. I mean, 1-18, so obviously they play a lot of big schools.
Yes.
So interesting. I don't know anything about them, but they've got to stop Dylan Wade, so I'll be rooting for Dylan Wade.
And the other trip that I thought is crazy is Marathon has to go to Jefferson Stanford for the boys. That's going to be a haul, too.
That's all right. Let them come over.
That's right.
And I'm sure. That's a game I would love to go see, but I don't know if they'll have enough seating at Jefferson for that game, because I'm assuming they play it at Jefferson.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're going to play that.
That would be a good game. And again, Jefferson being successful with Stanford, I think that'll be a huge crowd, because you're going to draw from two schools, Stanford and Jefferson.
Well, we're going to take a break here. We'll talk more about the boys bracket during the boys game again, which will be later, tipping off at about 7:30. So our halftime score here, South Courtright girls 19 and Stanford Jefferson 12. We'll be back with the conclusion of the Delaware League Championship game here from SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Chris Glennon with you here to start the second half. A shot by SK is no good. A rebound for Eckert, and they'll pull it back out.
I don't know how I feel, but Stanford came out in the same defense. I mean, they held Courtright to 19. But, you know, Josh is a master coach. You give him halftime to prep against that. I'd like to see what happens here. I might want to switch a defense here once in a while on SK.
Rams get it down low for Eckert. Her shot, no good. Rebound for Addie Eckert off the shot from Lacey. Missed it. Eckert a third chance. We'll have a jump ball. And the rebounding has been a war, Coach. That's great down there.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so Stanford Jefferson will have the ball. And here comes that pressure from SK.
Yeah, 2-2-1 style. Over the top again. Can they convert? No.
Schaefer with a left-handed layup. It won't go. And a rebound for Anderson. She shot out of a cannon back down the floor right side. She'll look to set it up with a minute gone here in the third. It's 19-12. A low-scoring defensive war here for the Delaware League Championship game.
Both sets of girls laying it on the line.
Here is Eckert. Little up and under. Blocked by Hoyt. Boy, what a battle. Hoyt falls to the floor here. And again, Stanford Jefferson fans wanted a call. They're not going to get it.
It's all purple behind us.
It is.
It's Stanford.
The South Courtright people are all on, their fans are all on the far side. And behind us is the Stanford Jefferson faithful. Eckert, pull-up jumper for Addie. Won't go. Lacey with a rebound. Out of bounds. And it's going to go to Stanford Jefferson. I think there's a lid on the rim down here, Coach. Won't go for either team. So again, SK dialing up the pressure here. What are you seeing? So the 1-2-2? No, 1-2-1-1?
Yeah, 1-2-1-1. He keeps switching it up. I don't know if he's trying to wear him down or, because I don't think he could be happy. He's not turning them over, but maybe he's trying to wear him down. I almost feel like he's creating offense for Stanford.
Here's Anderson off a miss. Gets the rebound. And the Rams will look to set it up. Both teams, they're forcing each other to execute in the half court here so far in the third. Thomas goes to Anderson to the interior, finds Eckert, tapped away by McKenna Hoyt.
That's good defense right there.
And coming away with it is Donato. Across the Broncos logo here at midcourt at SUNY Delhi. Donato to Lynch. She'll dribble back up to the
Kayla
top of the key.
Kayla Thomas working the defense out there.
Yeah, she sure is.
She's working harder than any athlete tonight.
Down to 10 on the shot clock. Stanford Jefferson with the ball. Clark with the jumper. No good. Donato a rebound. Tosses it up. That won't go. Second chance opportunity. Good for Hoyt.
He's got a game, Nate.
19-14. Hoyt with the bucket there. With 5.5 to go in the third. And here's Anderson.
Three across the bottom. Daring. Oh, that's a nice shot.
And they'll pump it inside there to Addie Eckert.
Addie Eckert just below the right elbow.
Makes it 21-14 with 5:10 to go here in the third. Just what the Rams needed. They go inside
three girls.
For Hoyt. Steps through
three
and a
girls.
Travel.
Oh, she stepped through. Three girls surrounded her. Not fazed at all.
If you're Josh, is that the game plan? Do not let Hoyt beat you?
I guess so. It looks that way. I like Stanford. Look at the three across the back. Daring Courtright to shoot from outside. I mean, she has all night.
Yeah, here is Coberly on the left side. They have open looks. They're not taking them. Now Anderson says, I will, and hits
that,
it.
That was a nice shot. Design play. Anderson cut through from the left to the right side and bangs it.
24-14. Hoyt pump fakes, trying to take it into her own hands, and a foul on the floor. And it felt like Stanford Jefferson was getting some momentum, but SK has been able to answer.
Yeah, listen, there's no weaknesses in Hoyt's game. The only thing I see, and it's minor, but she's got to work on is her left hand. Everything's going to the right side. But, wow. She just came out, too.
And so with 4:40 to go in the third, 21-14 our score. South Courtright leading at Stanford at Jefferson. It's been a frustrating night here, I think, for both sides. But it's because the other team's thrown so much at them.
They got great coaching here. They're taking away some of the things that they're used to getting.
Donato in the corner. She wants a three and hits it.
Wow.
Trinity Donato.
Off the inbound.
Yeah, dials long distance in the corner. It's 24-17, 4:25 to go in the third.
So they're running Anderson to the corners. She picks which corner.
Tries a three, missed it short, got her own rebound, and a traveling violation gives it back to Stanford Jefferson. I'll tell you what, this Stanford Jefferson team is not going to quit. A lot of hustle here.
Not intimidated.
No, they really aren't. They look like they want a piece of this Courtright team. Here is Seneca Schaefer, looks to pull it out. Donato in the corner.
That would
this
have been
one,
huge.
That would have definitely been huge. Too strong, though. Rebound underneath for the Rams. And they'll look to bring it back up with Coberly.
Lost pass there.
Lost control, but gets it to Eckert. Finds Anderson, steps in for two. Too strong. Rebound put up by Addie Eckert. Hits it, and she's fouled. Eckert and Lacy.
One.
Lacy gets it, and she's fouled. And if you're Courtright, you want to see her get going. So she has 6 points, and she's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
When Madison's out, Courtright's bigs get what they want.
And so this will be Eckert heading to the line. And can't get it to go, but there's Hoyt with the rebound. Stanford back down the floor, crossing the midcourt timeline here with Georgia Lynch. Lynch to Donato. They trail 26-17. And a foul by the Rams up top. Coming up on 3.5 to go in the third quarter. If you're hungry for more, we got the boys' game coming up right after this, so we'll probably take a quick break and then come right back. Should be an exciting conclusion to this girls' Delaware League Championship game here tonight. A little step through and a traveling violation on Stanford Jefferson, and they just can't seem to catch a break here.
Yeah, critical juncture here again. We said it in the first half. Stanford's got a zero in and get a basket, stay close.
Rams will work it down the floor here with Anderson. She stutter steps across midcourt, goes to Thomas, who's played that great defense so far tonight.
See the SK boys going into the locker room.
Anderson with the pull-up jumper, missed it. Lacy Eckert, second chance won't go, and Seneca Schaefer with the rebound. Yeah, there goes the SK boys to the dressing room.
Looks like an army over there.
Yes, it does.
Army of blue.
Stanford pumps it inside for Hoyt. Little up and under, off the glass, won't go. Rebound for Lacy Eckert. And a timeout's going to be taken here by South Fort.
Jump ball.
All right, they are going to get the jump ball. Burroughs was trying to call the timeout here. He's not going to get it in time, I don't think, with 2:57 to go in the third. Yeah, they go with that jump ball. I want to give a shout-out to my good friend, Ben Patton, over there. He's the Walton Reporter newspaper photographer. Broke his ankle.
Yeah.
Broke his ankle last week, but the man is dedicated. He's still here getting his photos. So we will hope that he just had surgery, so we will hope that he heals up soon. 2:57 to go in the third. 26-17. South Courtright girls leading the Delaware League Championship game here against Stanford Jefferson.
I see Anderson's guarding Hoyt. This will be an interesting inbounds play to see what happens. Oh, there comes over.
Yeah, she's...
Eckert came over.
Double teamed. See if they can get it into her. Said they go to Schaefer.
Ooh, she went outside.
They go back to Hoyt. Steps through. Can't get it.
There was contact on that drive.
Rebound for Eckert. And now for Anderson. She directs traffic across midcourt. Anderson, right side, steps up for three, left it short. Coach, they have the college line here.
Oh, it's confusing.
I was going to say.
You what, for high school students, yeah, you'll see that often. They'll shoot from the wrong line. You know, because you're watching what's in front of you and you don't know where you exactly are. I've seen it before.
Because Anderson was well behind the college line.
She was deep.
2:25 to go in the third. It's 26-17. And
boy,
the ball
boy, it continues to take contact on. Nothing called.
A strip steal here for the Rams. Back up the floor for Anderson. She'll pull it out. 2:10 to go here in the third. Pass down low for Eckert. Up and under. Blocked by Hoyt. Stanford with the outlet pass.
I mean, Hoyt plays both ends of the floor. First big down the floor and plays both ends. Amazing.
Outside for Hoyt. Right side jumper, no good. Rebound for Coverly underneath. Back down the floor for the Rams. Long pass ahead for Thomas. Saved it inbounds, but it goes right to Stanford Jefferson. 1:40 to go here in the third. It's SK leading 26-17. Stanford Jefferson with the basketball, setting it up.
Oh, steal.
And now it's steal by Anderson. 2-on-1 if she can hurry. Anderson says, I'll take it myself, and she's fouled.
You think Hoyt's trying to do too much here? I mean, there's such a will to win. She's really trying to take over, but she's struggling a little bit.
I was going to say, and you know when you get behind a little bit too, you start forcing some things maybe? And
yeah, you know, I mean, she's getting bumped a little bit, but it seems like she's trying to do too much, but I think it's just her will to win.
Timeout taken by Coach Nickerson for Stanford Jefferson. We'll be right back. 1.5 minutes to go in the third. It's 26-17 SK on top of Stanford Jefferson. Girls Delaware League Championship on CDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to Shindello.org. Or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Emily Anderson at the line hits the first foul shot, so she now has 12 points. That's a game high. And second shot for Anderson is good. She has 13.
Dangerous time right here, 11-point lead.
SK leads 28-17. Delaware League Championship over Stanford Jefferson. Now a steal. And Lacey Eckert's in all alone. And hits it. Looked like it was going to roll out.
Little deflection on the press.
Lacey now
there
with 8 points.
Over the top again.
Here is Hoyt down low. And a traveling violation. Boy, and they just cannot catch a break right now, and SK was one of their biggest leads of the game, Coach.
Yeah, I tried the Euro step there, and I don't know. She got bumped. Could have went either way.
1 minute to go, third quarter. South Courtright girls leading 30-17. Delaware League Championship game tonight here from SUNY Delhi. We're glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, it's courtesy of SFCU. Anderson steps in, shot from the foul line, no good. Hoyt with another rebound. And now, yeah, they caught her on the up and down. Thought she was going to get away with it for a minute.
Yeah, I think she saw somebody, she thought she saw somebody ahead, but it was not a purple jersey, and she double dribbled.
47 seconds to go in the third. And, Coach, how great is it to look over there, see, you know, pretty much a packed house. Great to be together again.
And I look for coaches. I see Bobby Van over there with Mike Hines. They're golfing buddies. So just checking out who's here. That's what's great about this venue.
Yes.
Brings out all the best coaches and best people.
Yeah, looking over there, seeing a lot of familiar faces over in this corner. See Neil Riddell sitting over there.
That's right.
Holding court. And a lot of SK fans who are very, very supportive. And, of course, the Stanford Jefferson fans as well.
A lot of blue over there.
We're going to take a 30-second break here, folks. 30-17 is our score. SK on top on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Hunter Tannersville boys coach Chris Glennon with me tonight. Coach, you excited for this boys game next?
I am. You know, it'll be a little bit faster paced, and we'll see what happens. This is a knock them down, drag them out.
Yes, it is.
Physical battle. This might be more physical than the boys. I think the boys will be going up and down the floor.
I think so, too. It's going to be a lot of run and gun in that boys game later. SK can really move it.
Boy, they ran Anderson through the corner. She wanted the ball.
Anderson now to the left side in front of the SK bench. Floats it across the top of the defense.
Ooh,
and she'll get it back to Coberly on the left side here with 30 seconds to go in the third.
Love Courtright's patience here.
Anderson back to the far side. They find Thomas. 8 on the shot clock. Feeds one to the high post. Coberly with the jumper. Skimmed off the back of the rim. No good. A rebound for Eckert. She forced it up. I think she didn't know if the shot clock was going to expire. Hoyt with a rebound and a foul.
They put three, and Hoyt definitively had that rebound, and three Courtright girls surrounded her, so she could not dribble out.
She has just been swarmed constantly tonight by two or three players at all times. 10 seconds left here in the third. It's 30-17. Can Stanford Jefferson get a shot off here before the buzzer? 5 seconds left. This will be huge.
Somebody's got to shoot it.
And it's a steal by SK, and that's going to do it. Three quarters in the books, and the Rams in their 14th straight appearance here in the Delaware League Championship game lead 30-17. We'll be back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here live from SUNY Delhi tonight. We're glad to have you along for the Delaware League Championship game. It's 30-17. SK in control over Stanford Jefferson. Rams with the ball. Now to Eckert. Pull up from the foul line for Lacey Eckert's no good. Coach, a key here for Stanford Jefferson to try to chip away.
You know, you got to continue to pound into Hoyt, but you've got to look for your shot outside. I have not seen them shoot too much here from outside. Ooh, and as I say it, they hit a corner jumper.
A roll in there. I believe that was Emily Clark hitting that shot, number 12.
I think they lost a little bit of, faith in their shot there.
That one rattled in. Maybe that's the spark they need.
Yeah.
7:10 to go here in the fourth. It's 30-19.
Courtright is so patient right now.
They go to Thomas on the far side. Her jumper won't go. Tie up on the rebound. Going back to Stanford Jefferson. So you got 7 minutes. That's a lot of time here.
You can't get frantic. You're down 11. Chip away here. Critical time to hit a couple baskets and get back in this. But you can't be frantic.
The Jefferson Stanford boys coaching staff, I see heading to the dressing room as well here. Head coach Mike Brown. He's got to be excited to be here for the first time.
He's a good guy.
And a steal at midcourt here by the Rams. Anderson will pick it up.
They're not beating it over the top. They're going side to side, and it's been deflected and stolen a few times now.
SK leads 30-19. 6:45 to go in the fourth. Here's Thomas into the corner. Anderson pull-up jumper. Good.
Yeah, you can't. You've got to put a hand up on Anderson. She's going to knock that down. With that much time to shoot, too good of a shooter. You got to close that space.
32-19, SK leading. Anderson with 15 for the Rams. Here is Stanford Jefferson. Donato, work one back out to Clark. They try to go to the interior. We got a kick.
You know Josh said something at halftime because this defensive pressure has picked up even more. Thought it was pretty good in the first half, but now it's at another level.
Courtright is
really closing out on shooters and closing out on everyone.
And so Stanford Jefferson will get it in. A three from the right side. Hits off the left side of the rim. And the smallest player on the court, Kayla Thomas, goes into the land of the trees for that rebound. Grabs it up. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Again, 32-19. SK leading Stanford Jefferson. Rams far side. Looking to work it into the right corner. So
great
patient.
Pass. Oh.
Pass inside for Eckert. Rolls out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Stanford Jefferson. With 5:57 to go here in the fourth. Yeah, all right, it's going to stay with the Rams. I saw Lacey Eckert, she was shaking her head like, how'd they miss that? Well, they caught it. And so the Rams will get the ball on the baseline underneath their own hoop. They'll get it into Anderson. Pump fakes on a three. Pulls it back out. Now goes to Eckert. Left it short. Hit off the front of the rim. Rebound for Stanford Jefferson. And here comes SJ back down the floor. They're going to try to pump it to the interior. And another steal by Anderson. She's off to the races. Left side for Anderson is fouled. Can't get the hoop, but will go to the line. And Anderson having a great night here for the Rams. One of the better soccer players in the Delaware League this year as well. And overall good athlete.
Great shooter.
So coming up on 5.5 to go in the fourth, Anderson at the line, and her shot is good. She has 16 now.
It's getting away here. Getting in danger zone.
Anderson with 16, Lacey Eckert with 8 to lead. SK, second shot is good. She's got 17. On the other side, it's McKenna Hoyt with 8 points to lead the way for Stanford Jefferson. They break the pressure. They get across midcourt. They try a three from the right side. Bodies flying here on the rebound. We're going to have a foul. Looks like it'll be on Maddie Coberly for SK. You think it's the close proximity, four or five miles to separate these two schools? What do you think it is, Coach?
Definitely always been a rivalry, Stanford-SK. How can it not be?
And so it looks like a timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Nickerson. 5:24 to go in the fourth. SK leads 34-19 in the Delaware League Championship game. It's the girls, the boys following quickly here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout with 5:13 to go, Stanford just had a real good look at a layup, missed it. A jump ball gives it back to the Rams.
Yeah, frustration setting in a little bit.
That was a tough one. They had that real good look from Hoyt. Looked like point blank, couldn't get it to go.
Passed in, Anderson's going to cut through and pick her corner, and they'll reverse it to her. Oop, little travel.
Traveling violation here on SK. Some pressure came up there.
I do like what Coach Burrows did here. He took away the over-the-top pass that we saw frequently in the first half. They are making them play east-west, and they've got a lot of deflections in the press here.
Stanford Jefferson trailing 34-19. The Delaware League Championship game tonight at SUNY Delhi. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU, Donato from the left elbow. Off the mark, and Anderson a rebound. Coach, we give out three awards in our postgame show for offense, defense, and all-purpose, so I'll let you think about that as we go down the stretch here.
You got a hustle award? Because I've got one in mind.
Yeah, good point. Here are the Rams with the basketball. They go to the far side. A pull-up jumper is just too short, kind of a line drive there, a knuckleball towards the rim, rebound for Hoyt.
I think Coach Burrows would like them to take a little more time off the clock with this lead.
Here is Stanford Jefferson with the ball. They'll dish one here for Georgia Lynch. Lynch now for Emily Clark, left it short, and a rebound for Anderson. She has just been everywhere here tonight.
He's going to have to come out and force, get this a little more up-tempo. They're just walking it up the floor.
Yeah, SK
killing. Real patient, yep.
Killing 5-10 seconds at a clip there. Eckert with the ball.
Yeah, now they're giving up the high-low. Forget about it.
Addie Eckert takes it inside and is blocked by Hoyt. We'll have a call with 3:50 to go.
You let Addie Eckert catch it in the high post, you're in trouble.
Yeah, these Eckert girls, tough here for SK. And they look like they just want to take the air out of it right now and knock off this 3:50 and go home.
Lonnie's going to have to come out and force some up-tempo here.
First shot for Addie Eckert at the line is off the mark and no good. Second one coming. And here we go at the line here for SK, leading 34-19, a low-scoring affair tonight. Second shot is good. So Addie Eckert now with 3 points, and it's 35-19. Stanford Jefferson with the basketball. Donato on the far side.
It totally took away the over-top pass.
Lynch tries a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Seneca Schaefer. She wants a piece of it on the interior, and she's fouled.
Collected herself, got her feet set, and made a nice drive there.
And so that is four fouls on Addie Eckert there for SK. Team foul situation here in the fourth, two team fouls apiece. And here is Schaefer at the line. First one will not go. And they have just really not had much rhythm here on offense in the second half.
No, and that's a huge part of that is SK's intense defense. They've definitely ratcheted it up here.
Second shot for Schaefer at the line. Good.
Recognized what Stanford was doing in the first half and made adjustments. That's the mark of a great coaching staff.
35-20. South Courtright girls leading Stanford Jefferson in the league championship game. Rams will punch one to the far side with Colberly. Now back to Anderson. Inside for Lacey Eckert. Pull-up jumper off the side of the rim. Ball is loose, and Schaefer with a rebound. Back down the floor they come. There is Schaefer. Dishes into the corner.
Oh, fumbled it.
Now back up top for Hoyt. Muscles her way through a double team, and she's fouled with 3:08 to go.
I'd like to see her use her left hand. She's just maybe not there yet because she went to her left hand, the left side of the floor, but couldn't convert with the left hand. Brought it back to her right hand. Could not get the three-point play.
And have to remember, McKenna Hoyt, just an eighth grader.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's you can't be critical. She's She is an excellent player.
Eddie Eckert has fouled out. That was her fifth. She had just picked up her fourth on the call before that. And so here is Hoyt at the line. And her first shot is no good. And it has just not been their night, Coach.
No.
When you get to this game, you have to have
everything's got to be right to beat SK.
Second shot for Hoyt. That also won't go down. And a rebound fresh off the bench for Marion Stiver.
They really need to extend here and force the tempo.
Across the midcourt timeline for Anderson.
Well, they did go man.
And now a timeout taken here by Coach Burrows. He wants to talk things over. 2:56 to go in the fourth. 35-20 is our score. SK Girls leading here over Stanford Jefferson in the Delaware League Championship on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back out of the SK timeout. 2:55 to go here, fourth quarter. And the Rams are in control of the championship game, 35-20.
He spread them out. I mean, he saw that Stanford went man. He spread them out using clock.
They try to pass to the interior and a steal, and now a foul on SK. So you're down 15, 2:40 to go here for Stanford Jefferson.
Still good possession, took time off clock. I mean, you don't get a score, but still took time off.
So Stanford Jefferson with the ball back to Donato. And Stanford Jefferson's going to have to hope
gotta
for some magic here.
Got to go to the hoop or get some shots up.
Here is Hoyt, little up and under down low.
Nice move there.
Hoyt with 10, 35-22. 2:15 to go in the fourth.
Trying to think of all my young references. The neophyte.
Yes.
Uses the backboard for the score.
Oh, I love the diaper Danny. I haven't heard that one in a long time, Coach. That was great. Rams with the ball here, trying to take the air out of it with 2 minutes to go and win another Delaware League championship. Anderson, the jumper off the back of the rim. Hoyt, a rebound outside for Schaefer. Stanford Jefferson's not going to quit.
Run with her. They got to run with her.
Here is Schaefer down low. Hits it.
Got to come out full court.
35-24. A buck 40 to go. Do they have enough gas in the tank here? Rams with the ball. They go to Eckert left side. Back up to Anderson. Front of her own bench. Now back to Lacey Eckert. Stops. Pops in the paint. Left it short. Hoyt a rebound, and it's going back to Stanford Jefferson.
Another physical play. I think Courtright's got to get the ball in Anderson's hands. She's the floor general. She recognizes the situation and using clock, and is the most patient player out there.
And she's had the magic touch tonight, too. Minute 25 to go here. Fourth quarter, 35-24. And this is going to be shooting here for Stanford Jefferson. Perfect situation to try to chip away.
Yes, points with the clock stopped are always the best.
So here is Hoyt at the line. Timeout's going to be taken by Stanford Jefferson.
I think Lonnie's got to go over the possibility of giving some fouls here. They've only got two. They're going to have to put Courtright at the line, and they don't want to put Anderson at the line. So they've got to talk about who they want to foul here just in case. I mean, you can go one possession, but try to get a steal. But you've got to start giving some fouls here.
1:24 to go. We're going to step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A buck 25 to go in the fourth. It's 35-24. That's our score right now. South Courtright girls leading Stanford Jefferson. But here's our situation. This is McKenna Hoyt at the line with 10 points, the talented eighth grader for Stanford Jefferson, trying to chip away at it here. So she'll step in for her first shot at the line. Takes a deep breath and missed it. And so SJ trying everything they can with limited time left to get back in. We'll have the boys game after this as well. It's supposed to tip around 7:30 or so. Second shot, no good. Rebound for guess who? Anderson.
Yep.
Anderson in the backcourt, lost it from behind, then picked it back up, tripped up.
Bodies everywhere.
Ball out of bounds going back to the Rams. And the Stanford Jefferson faithful thought they were going to get it back. Not this time. So a minute 16 to go here. Fourth quarter, SK with the ball back again. Leading 35-24. So the Rams with the ball. Here comes that full court pressure once again, coach.
Full court, man. Got to switch on the screens.
SK somehow gets out of it, but they lost it out of bounds. Going back to Stanford Jefferson. With a buck 12 to go. Is it too little, too late here?
It's going to be tough. Got to be aggressive in attack.
Stanford gets it in. They go to the top of the key here with Georgia Lynch. Lynch to the far side, gets tied up. Anderson with a steal.
Guess who?
Anderson on with the races.
Don't have to shoot this. Don't have to shoot it. He turned it over. Really didn't have to shoot that. I'm sure Josh would have liked to pull that out.
They get bailed out, though. Stanford made a steal and then stepped out of bounds. So SK gets it back. I agree. I think he would have wanted to just slow it down. Rams will get it in with 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter. They've been to this game 14 years in a row. They've won 11 in a row. Here's Anderson on her way to the bucket. She's fouled.
Anderson's taken over the game.
She really has.
Defensively, she's got her hand on things, and I mean, she's the floor general out here right now.
And most of the year, it's been Lacey Eckert. She's been the high scorer, tons of rebounds, but tonight, and Anderson's always in the mix, but boy, she's really stepped it up here tonight.
You cannot foul her. She's, I mean, that stroke is so pure. She's not going to miss this.
No. 18 now for Anderson. That's the broadcaster's curse we always talk about.
Yeah, I bet you she makes it.
Oh, she's
funny. It wasn't even, didn't even touch rim.
You didn't even flinch there, coach.
No.
That was great. 45 seconds to go in the fourth. And SK leads 37-24. Stanford Jefferson across midcourt. They find Hoyt. Nice little up and under. Can't get it to go. Second chance. Rolled out. Boy,
right
off the glass.
Middle, yeah. I mean, everything was perfect. It just popped out.
Rolled all the way around the rim. Wouldn't go down.
Got to be pressure here. Can't let them dribble around.
20 seconds to go.
Yeah, this is over.
And SK is going to put the icing on the cake here to another Delaware League Championship game victory tonight. Anderson steps up and is fouled at the right elbow. And we'll have a couple of seconds here to enjoy this as they get ready to bring home another trophy for the trophy case. SK going to the bench here. Getting a couple players in late. And it's been great effort here by everybody for SK tonight. Offense, defense, hustle, you name it. I thought both sides fought real hard.
Yeah, you know, these are probably the two most physical girls teams in the Delaware. They showed tonight.
Anderson misses the first one there, coach. Good thing we weren't betting on that.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Josh Burrows was in the way. I didn't see that.
Second one for Anderson.
Oh, that's shocking.
Missed it. 0-for-2, but she gets her own rebound.
Gets the rebound.
Must be she's ready to celebrate, but she is fouled again. And so she's going to have a chance to go back and redo it again. 19 for Emily Anderson here. Seneca Schaefer being subbed out here by head coach Lonnie Nickerson. Fantastic season here for Stanford Jefferson. They'll have a great first round matchup, as we said, with Cherry Valley Springfield in the Section 4 Class D tournament next week in that 8-9 game.
And who was the winning team in the Tri-Valley for girls?
Franklin.
Franklin, that's right, the Campbells.
Yep, and Kayla just went over 2,000 career points.
I saw that in the post. I saw her probably 3-4 years ago, and I knew she was special. And you know, with COVID, I had not seen her play in a while.
So Franklin girls are the 2 seed, and they're going to be a tough out for anybody as well. We've seen them a lot this year here on CDOs. And Anderson.
Did you curse her?
I guess that it is. It's the broadcaster's curse. There it is. Another one coming here for Anderson at the line. And she got that one. Anderson with 20. And she'll get subbed out here with 9 seconds left.
Arms are probably tired. She's been everywhere.
And so Stanford Jefferson will get it in one last time here.
Take the press off.
They'll back it off. And the South Courtright girls, as they pass it inside for Hoyt here, she'll get the bucket late. South Courtright girls are going to win this one.
12-point game.
38-26, our final score.
Stanford will be disappointed, but I think they'll be back.
I agree.
And that was a 12-point game.
You know, they fought hard, but the streak continues for the Rams. We'll be back with the postgame show here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We're going to wrap up the girls' game here with our post-game show. Our final score in the Delaware League Girls' Championship game, live tonight from SUNY Delhi. It is 38-26, the South Courtright girls defeating Stanford Jefferson. Here is our scoring summary. First for Stanford Jefferson, 12 for McKenna Hoyt, 5 for Emily Clark, 4 for Seneca Schaefer, 3 for Trinity Donato, and 2 for Chloe Mead. On the other side for SK, 20 points for Emily Anderson, 8 for Lacey Eckert, 3 apiece, really balanced after that. Kayla Thomas with 3, Addie Eckert with 3, Marion Stiber with 2, Maddie Colberly would too. So classic SK tonight, Coach, just getting it done, grinding it out.
Real good balance there. And I really, the halftime adjustments made by SK. You saw in the first half, Stanford beat their SK's press over the top, got a lot of runouts. If they could have made some of those layups, that game would have been closer at half. Second half, SK got back, made Stanford Jefferson work side to side, and really clamped down in the half court. So good adjustments made at halftime by SK.
We're going to get into our three awards here. Just a side note, they are doing some really nice stuff here between the games. There's a lot going on tonight. They do a lot of recognition for student-athletes and the Delaware League Hall of Fame. Some real big names getting in this year.
Yeah, some great people going in. And they've got the Joe Beck Scholarship also being given out. I think they're doing that right now.
Yeah, really nice night here where they give out certain awards to members of the Delaware League. We can talk more about that. We have that information once we get into the boys' game. But let's wrap up this girls' game here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think, Coach, we both agreed. Emily Anderson, 20 points tonight for SK. She'll get that one.
She was the floor general for SK in the second half particularly.
And, you know, on a night where people weren't scoring that much, she found a way, and that was great.
She played point, passed off, ran through to either corner and hit the three or drove in and hit the medium-range jumper.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Coach, your thoughts here.
You know what I would do. I thought Kayla Thomas out on top of SK's press, on top of their half-court defense. She was in passing lane. She was everywhere. She's the hardest working SK Ram tonight.
Yeah, let's do it. Kayla Thomas will get the Dynamic Defense Award tonight, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Our last award, we always give one to the losing team, so we will give that to Stanford Jefferson tonight. The ACO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACO Brands, of course, is in Sydney and is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I thought McKenna Hoyt, she tried her best. She did a little bit of everything, rebounding, defense, blocks.
No doubt. Sorry, I'm distracted. My daughter just got called out the center floor.
Gwendolyn
Glennon for Joe Beck Scholarship, so I was a little distracted there, but no doubt McKenna Hoyt. Heart of a champion, eighth grader, you know, tried to take the team on her shoulders as an eighth grader. Can you imagine on this at Clark Fieldhouse and tried to take her team to a championship? She'll be back.
We will give McKenna our ACO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Coach, forgive me for not knowing this. Do these student-athletes know that they're going to get this before they're here?
They did.
Okay.
They told them weeks ago.
So you knew.
I knew.
I was like, wow, if he just got surprised.
I'm so dedicated to the Nate Lowe radio show.
Yes,
here.
Yes, you got it. Well, that's going to wrap up the girls' game. Coach and I will be back in a little bit for the boys' game. That's our three awards. And, again, you can listen to this online, WCDOsports.com. Go back. We'll have it in our game audio archive.
Get your popcorn ready for this one.
Boys' game's going to be a lot of fun. I know we're both looking forward to it.
Yes,
SK
sir.
Girls win their 12th straight title, 38-26 over Stanford Jefferson. We'll be back in a bit with the boys' game on WCDO.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
He's been waiting around for the weekend, figuring which club is sneaking.